Welcome to Psachim, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues talking about the Isser, the prohibition of eating chametz and deriving benefit from chametz and the appropriate time for burning chametz. Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin, we eat chametz on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, Kol Chamesh, the entire fifth hour. Visarfin, and we burn the chametz, B'tchilas Sheish, in the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, even though biblically the chametz is not prohibited until midday, nevertheless, the rabbis made an institution, kind of like a safe barrier, that one should burn it prior to that. Perhaps a person will make a mistake and think that the seventh hour is the sixth hour, and then they violate a Torah commandment. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oichli kol arba, that we eat chametz the entire fourth hour, v'tolin kol chamesh, in the fifth hour, we leave the chametz, that means we don't eat it, but we don't have to burn it yet. And then we begin to burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Let us do Mishnah Hey, because this was a very short Mishnah, and also because it's still Rabbi Yehuda talking. Rabbi Yehuda said, additionally, two loaves of bread in the temple, there was something called a karban toda, a Thanksgiving offering. And if a person brought a Thanksgiving offering, they also brought 40 loaves of bread. So two loaves of bread, psulos, that had become invalidated from eating, munachos al gag ha'itztava, were placed on top of an area with high pillars in the temple, so the nation should see it. And they sat there. Kol zman shemunachos, as long as these two loaves were on the roof, on top of these pillars, kol ha'am ochlin, the whole nation was permitted to eat chametz, to eat leavened products. Nidla achas, when the Kohanim, the priests, remove one of them, which would happen in the beginning of the fifth hours, tolin, the law was that they were kind of hanging, lo ochlin velo sarfin, they didn't eat chametz, but they didn't have to burn their chametz. Nidlu shtein, as soon as the Kohen came along and took the second one, the beginning of the sixth hour, hischilu kol ha'am sarfin, the nation all knew, it was a symbol to them, that they should burn their chametz. Rabban Gamliel says a little differently. Chulin, which means regular food, nechalin kol arba, could be eaten the entire fourth hour on Erev Pesach. Truma is the tithe that was given, 1/50th of one's product that was given to the Kohen. So truma products are allowed to be eaten kol chamesh, even in the fifth hour. Why? Because the law is that you're not allowed to actively ruin or destroy truma as long as it could still be eaten. And in the beginning of the sixth hour, then we burn everything, chulin, mundane products, and truma, the special tithes. That already we do in the beginning of the sixth, even though biblically it's permitted till the end of the sixth, but since rabbinically they said it's prohibited, so we're even permitted to burn truma. Wishing you an amazing, successful upcoming day.